Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, Ladies and Gentlemen, dear colleagues. It is a great honor as well as a pleasure for me to open the 9th International Bielefeld Conference. This conference continues a tradition which began in 1992 and still attracts around 400 information specialists from 30 countries from Europe, but even from abroad. Of course, not all 400 are present at the moment. From the very beginning, the Bielefeld conferences have always been about improvements of information services. The first conferences were about very practical issues of networking, CD-ROMs, and other electronic media. Afterwards, the themes were modified to electronic publishing and value-added information services, while in recent times, the Bielefeld conferences have concentrated on the strategic issues of further developments of scholarly information. Guided by the general theme, upgrading the e-library, enhanced information services driven by technology and economics, strategic issues will also be our focus for the 3 days ahead. In fact, we have two important questions to deal with. First, an e-library, an electronic library, as all of us have realized over the years, that means a library which offers electronic documents just in addition to its traditional printed holdings. Such a library is no longer fit for the future. In addition, an e-library has to be transformed into an enhanced library. That means a library which meets the demands of e-learning and e-science which emerged over the last years. This is because digital information not only constitutes an additional type of media, but has altered the behavior of scholars and students in an essential way. E-libraries of the next decade have to meet the resulting requirements for information services. At least digital information have to be integrated via scholarly workbenches directly into virtual research environments and via course packs into virtual learning spaces. Second, the upgrading of e-libraries has to be conducted finding the threefold crucial balance between the potential of the latest technological trends, the all-dominant aspect of realizing essential improvements of information services, and the given actual economic constraints. In a very narrow sense, electronic libraries do not cause any further technological challenges. All papers ever published over the centuries in a field like mathematics, for instance, count for just a few millions of documents which might be stored in digitized forms within a few terabytes and should be indexed and retrieved by modern search engines without any problem. So what about technology? What about technique? Of course, in a more sophisticated way, technique, meaning both hardware as well as software and algorithms, will remain an issue, because e-libraries, as described before, have to provide effective and sustainable tools for publishing and subsequent processing of documents, for distributed long-term preservation and federated retrieval, for indexing and browsing, for automated classification and text mining, as well as for ranking, metrics, and for many other purposes. Of course, up-to-date information services have to incorporate social and personalized software. Developing and optimizing information services should be considered from the customer's as well as from the provider's point of view, which should be congruent in the optimal case. But at the moment, and probably ongoing, the customers form a very heterogeneous party. We face very advanced customers, that means individual scholars or some scholarly disciplines, which are the trendsetters and driving forces of the latest information technology. In addition, we face a Google generation of students with a strong appetite for digital content, but at least partially with poor information literacy. And we still face customers which are not at all convinced that digital information services might be useful for their discipline. Thus, information providers like libraries do not only have to meet demands, in the contrary, they have to develop and offer innovative services based on their own expertise and have to care for appropriate requests. This automatically leads to some economic issues. Information providers have to take into account the diversity of their customers and their applications. That means they have to provide a real bunch of target group-oriented services nowadays. Of course, like any other providers in the market, information providers bear the risk of offering shelf warmers and then may disappear from the market in case of recurrence. While this final consequence was not much likely for libraries in the past, it may become a real threat in the near future because of new players on the market, players like computing centers, media centers, or also commercial providers, new players which open up new opportunities of cooperation and new challenges, but also risks of mutual dependencies. Even more challenging are the economic constraints of insufficient budgets that university libraries have to cope with, not only since the latest worldwide financial crisis. These constraints first result in the well-known serial crisis, a crisis which, besides all achievements of the open access movement, is not settled up to now. In addition, the economic constraints have produced a permanent request by the stakeholders to justify the effectiveness and efficiency of library services, with consequences for the further budgets. While most libraries, meanwhile, accepted the transition from a custodian of their holdings to service providers, the additional transition of libraries from a service provider to a service enterprise, also, in my opinion, a university library will remain a not-for-profit enterprise, this second transition is not accepted in general up to now, but will be one of the ingredients of success in the near future. All of the keynotes and sessions of our conference will reflect different and special aspects of the general ideas I have just sketched. We will address the customer's point of view and the comprehensive re-engineering of library services based on user surveys. We will hear about the alteration of science and new forms of scientific progress by digital information. In this context, open access is one of the major issues, including the political aspects of mandating or urging. We will also approach the library's role as real or virtual learning centers. Further, we will examine impact and performance indicators, ranking mechanisms, and trends in search engine technology. We will address the cost of the system of scholarly information, especially the effects of switching from the user pays to an author pays model. We will examine the return of investment in libraries and the opportunities of outsourcing services, as well as the economics of search engines. Last but not least, we will consider the aspects of building up a sustainable infrastructure for information. To my belief, these topics are not arbitrary, but are all constitutive ingredients for upgrading the e-library, or to put it more down to earth, for further improvements of scholarly information services. I have to thank my colleagues Hans Geleinse, Wolfram Horstmann, Norbert Lossau and Ronald Meilen for their efforts to realize an attractive conference program. But of course, any deficiency of the program is attributed only to me. I also have to thank our premium sponsors, Elsevier and Springer, and our further sponsors, CCS, EBSCO, Microsoft Research, OCLC, RefWorks, Schweizer Fachinformation, Serial Solutions, SWETS, and the Embassy of the United States. My thanks also include all the other companies who contributed to the extensive exhibition and the additional presentations in the showroom. Further thanks are due to our reliable co-organizer, the local software house Invent, and to the approved crew of Bielefeld Convention Hall, which again has realized a professional and adequate venue for our conference. Of course, an event like this cannot be realized without the widespread engagement of the staff of Bielefeld University Library. This includes both parts, namely those engaged directly into the making of the conference, as well as those who have to compensate others during the daily business. Therefore, my sincere thanks are addressed to all of my staff members without any exception for their ongoing commitment in favor of the conference. But my special thanks belong to all of you, the participants of the Bielefeld Conference, because you are the ones that make the conference alive, and only by your interest and your contributions during the next 3 days, all our preliminary efforts pay off. I wish you, I wish all of us an interesting conference with a lot of new and stimulating insights in upgrading the e-library. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleague, now at the very beginning of the 9th International Bielefeld Conference, it's a great pleasure to announce Dr. Friedrich Bode for a welcome address. Dr. Bode is head of the Division of Information, Communication and Media of the Ministry of Innovation, Science, Research and Technology of the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Ever since his pushing on the realization of the Digital Library of North Rhine-Westphalia, he is interested in pathbreaking information services, at last in digital peer publishing and the encouragement of open access publications. I'm very interested to hear your address. Please, Mr. Bode.
Thank you for these nice words, ladies and gentlemen. My very short and condensed welcome address will be held in German. But on the screen, you will read some accompanying remarks in English. Also, I will skip intro about this country, about the university system, and how good we are here in North Rhine-Westphalia. Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, lieber Herr Höppner, ich danke für die Einladung und die Ehre zur Eröffnung der Bielefeld-Konferenz ein Grußwort für das Ministerium des Landes zu sprechen. Das Thema in diesem Jahr ist Upgrading the E-Library. Dazu will ich ein paar Gedanken beisteuern. Wie üblich werde ich damit hoffentlich provozieren. Die E-Library ist zu einem großen Teil Realität. Ich schätze, dass mehr als die Hälfte der Bibliotheksetats mittlerweile für elektronische Medien eingesetzt werden. Man könnte also glauben, die Zukunft der E-Library sei gesichert. Das mag für professorale Wissenschaft und Forschung durchaus zutreffen. Wie ist es sonst? Wo muss ich eigentlich drücken, damit dann die nächste Proposition oder Assumption kommt? Wenn Sie mir das noch zeigen, danke. Sie dürfen es auch gerne für mich machen, dann bleiben Sie, dann bin ich nicht so alleine. Ach, da links. Wunderbar. Wenn ich mir auf der einen Seite folgende Entwicklungen anschaue, hege ich Zweifel an einer ungetrübten Zukunft von elektronischen Bibliotheken, wie wir sie heute kennen. Es wird schwieriger werden als vermutet. Große Unternehmen wie Daimler-Benz, Bayer Leverkusen schließen ihre Werksbibliotheken. Sie schließen stattdessen Verträge zur Informationsbeschaffung mit entsprechenden Dienstleistern, Verbundzentralen wie das HBZ oder Bibliotheksserviceorganisationen wie OCLC. Da ist OCLC falsch geschrieben, um Ihre Aufmerksamkeit vor allen Dingen darauf zu richten. Bücher oder Zeitschriften, die weniger als 25 Euro kosten, werden gleich über Lieferverträge bei Amazon beschafft. Nun kommt's, die Studierenden selbst informieren sich zu 70% über Suchanfragen im Netz. Sie gehen gar nicht mehr in die Bibliothek, sie googeln. Als Wissensplattform vertrauen sie zu 80% Wikipedia. Bei den Lehramtskandidaten ist das erstaunlich niedrig, dieses Vertrauen, aber bei Agrarwissenschaftlern ist es extrem hoch. An die 90% halten Wikipedia für absolut vertrauenswürdig. Es wird mittlerweile gefordert, dass der Partizipationsgrad an Wissensprojekten wie von Wikipedia als Indikator in die bestehenden Hochschulrankings eingeführt werden soll. Wie wird also die Zukunft der elektronischen Informationsversorgung aussehen? Ich nehme an, die Entwicklung wird die Bibliotheken überrollen. Es werden alte Anbieter sich neu aufstellen und es werden neue Anbieter sich auf dem Markt etablieren. Es werden sich die Anbieter durchsetzen, die passgenaue Informationen über die Volltexte hinaus anbieten. Es ist nicht schwer, sich vorzustellen, dass Datenanreicherung oder Datenveredelung im Mittelpunkt dieser passgenauen und der nachgefragten Information stehen werden. Diese Dienste werden zu den Hauptaufgaben von Hochschulbibliotheken oder eben anderen Dienstleistern gehören. Wer wird am Ende bestehen? Ich bin sicher, dass es nicht die Bibliothek sein wird, wie wir sie heute kennen. Wer wird also die angereicherten oder veredelten Daten liefern? Ich könnte mir denken, dass die Bibliothek der Zukunft sich zweiteilt. In eine Forschungsbibliothek, die ähnlich aussieht wie die jetzige Bibliothek, sich natürlich entsprechend weiterentwickelt. Vielleicht eine Forschungsbibliothek, die von mehreren Universitäten gemeinsam betrieben wird. Oder als Folge des Bologna-Studierens wird es eine Studierendenbibliothek geben, die nur noch im Netz besteht und die als Mittelpunkt eine Suchmaschine hat. Die Diskussion, wie die Bibliotheken, die E-Libraries, sich entwickeln werden, verspricht spannend zu werden. Ich bin neugierig, was diese Konferenz zu dieser Entwicklung beitragen kann. Ich wünsche Ihnen angenehme Tage hier in Bielefeld und einen erfolgreichen und spannenden Konferenzverlauf. Dankeschön.